Imagine Dragons at 94.9 The River, along with Ken and Deb. It's just about 8:10. In studio with us, we have Inga Hatter of NeighborWorks Boise, and we are talking about, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Paint the town. What the? Hey, we can still do this, Inga?
We had to be delayed a little bit here, but yes. Welcome.
Thank you
for finding a way. I just would have assumed we wouldn't be taking care of those housers for people who are seniors and with disabilities who need that extra help. How are we making this happen?
Yeah, well, thank you for having me. So this will be our 38th annual Paint the Town, actually, and we've been uncertain as well as to whether we'd be able to continue the tradition. But originally, the event was scheduled for June. We have postponed it. So the new date is September 12th. It's going to look a little different this year. Yeah. We're doing a little less homes.
Smaller. Not virtual painting, is it?
No, we're avoiding that. That turns out to not be very effective, but we are limiting team size. But, you know, what's been really encouraging has just been the commitment people in the community have had to continue the tradition of serving our neighbors.
Right, because they put together teams, they were waiting, and so you've contacted them, and they still want to do it.
Yeah,
they still want to find a way.
They still want to do it, and with masks, and doing it in the safest way possible to keep homeowners safe and our volunteers safe. We've had just incredible support from our volunteer committee and financial partners. So it's been really encouraging, actually, to see that support and just the spirit of the community.
On the plus side, this is an outdoors activity because Paint the Town is painting and sometimes doing some other minor repairs to
homes. It's more than just that one day that they do the photo
sometimes
ops.
Sometimes it's several days of work.
Yes, correct.
That happens.
Do we have enough homes for this? Or?
Yes, we always have enough homes. Yeah,
that's not a problem.
And we actually, a new partner, Roe Paint, this year did some lead testing for us. So, you know, just another precaution we're taking to make sure we keep everyone safe. It's been really exciting.
And we have enough teams too, right?
We do. We have enough teams, and they're, you know, most of them are businesses that are volunteering together. Mm-hmm. And so that's just really neat to see that they're choosing to spend their time this way.
And they figured out how to be safe. That's what we're doing all here.
This is our new norm, right?
Yeah, we got it. Okay, so that is coming up on September 12th. Now, there is a way to help that's super important related to Paint the Town, even if you're not on a team, and that is buy a bucket, which we've promoted here at the River for years.
Yes. That is the best way that you Boise folks can help us out. We do have a generous partnership with Sherwin-Williams, who help us out significantly with our paint costs, but there are a lot of additional costs associated with this event, with supplies and whatnot. So you can buy a bucket and help cover our costs and also enter to win some really great prizes. We have everything from a wonderful fire pit donated by Lowe's to a bunch of car washes from Rocket and a lot of other prizes. So you can go to nwboise.org and that will take you to all you need to know for how to register.
Yeah. And to buy a bucket, one bucket's $20.
Correct.
Just so you know.
Bucket, $20 that gets you a ticket to enter the prize. And of course, if you buy more buckets,
more tickets
for that. Okay, so NeighborWorks Boise, Paint the Town. We talk about another event coming up later in the year, which I'm sure will be different, and that's Rake Up Boise. We will be supporting you on that. But in the meantime, you do more than that. So there's something super important related to COVID and helping people who need a little assistance.
Yes. So we like to help out homes by painting. We also like to help people get in homes and stay in homes. Right now, many people are, as everyone knows, suffering COVID-related income loss. And we are positioned through partnership with City of Boise and City of Meridian to help people get mortgage assistance for up to 3 months if you qualify and if you have suffered in COVID-related income loss.
And this is federal money that's just sitting there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's money that is to help people stay in their homes.
And people
and we want to help people through
people
that process.
People can apply for this at the same website, nwboise.org.
Yep, same website, and it's, I think, right on the front page, COVID assistance.
Okay, is that paperwork difficult or anything?
It's not. It is an application. We have people to help you through the process.
Okay.
And you just, the main thing is to have endured COVID-related income loss and to income qualify.
Okay, and all that's explained at the website.
It's all explained, yeah, and we have people to help you through the process there.
Okay, okay. nwboise.org, the site you need to go to for all that information. Also, to sign up to buy a bucket.
Mm-hmm. And some additional educational resources that they have, like helping people buy a home if they've never done that before.
Yes, all right. First-time home buyers, we'd love to help you out. We have a virtual class coming up later this month.
Very good. All right. Thanks a lot, Inga, for coming
in. Thank you for having me.
Here's what's new at Treasure Valley Subaru in the Idaho Center Auto Mall, Idaho's